More of that.
Blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, that cough came through pretty good.
Yeah, I know, you're going to be editing a lot of that. I finally got all my shit back other than this random-ass cough I can't get rid of.
Am I coming through okay?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Well, what happens if I do this? Do you go bye-bye? Nope, you stay over.
Did I go bye-bye?
No, that'll work.
So how was time off?
Like, canceled off halfway through the day Tuesday. Because I started feeling like shit. I'm like, I better go get tested. So, like, I was done at, like, noon Tuesday. So I was like, all right, I got 16 hours for the week. Let's see how I'm getting fucked. And then, like, Wednesday morning, they're like, oh, you tested positive for COVID. I'm like, ah, great. No, six of us went down with COVID that week.
Oh, wow. It's like fucking...
me, Wyatt, like, two other guys and two night guys. Like, it just rapid spreaded in, like, 2 days.
It's like Gettysburg. It's like...
I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Did anyone have it worse than you, or was it, like...
I had it the worst. Like, yeah. Literally every symptom they tell you, it's like, you could have this, this, that. I had everything. Ugh. Like, I spent, like, 7 days I couldn't move from my bed. Like, I didn't eat for, like, 7 days.
Was the sleep okay, though, or no?
Nah, whatever it was I got. All the days started blurring together after about the fourth day of just laying there.
Yeah, that's kind of how the mono was. It's just like, I guess I'll just lay here and not die. And then it's just like, yeah, days just morphed into each other. And then, yeah. And then he had it too then?
Yeah, he had his shot.
Well, I know
He had his shot, and he was just like, I had my shot, I should be okay, I'll just hang out in my room. Yeah. And then, like, 3 days after I got it, he woke up, and I'm like, I look like a zombie. He's like, I'm fucking calling in, I feel like dog shit. And he was like, I thought the shot was supposed to help. I'm like, guess what, it didn't help.
Well, I mean, when did he get the shot, and when did he get sick? Because there's, like, a 2 week, like, incubation... period.
10 days.
So it should have almost
been. It was like
been,
10 or...
Yeah.
It was damn near 2 weeks.
Yeah, because there's that 2 weeks.
Like a week and a half, and he still got it.
Fuck.
He's like, this fucking sucks.
But you're alive, right? Yeah.
As far as I know.
But at what cost? So you almost... What?
What?
What did you say?
I'm just trying to find out my past shopping list on Amazon. I need to order some more masks. I'm out.
Double-ended dildos.
Bad dragon. What is this?
What's that?
It's that dragon dong.
Oh, it's, yeah, like, of course.
It's like 6 foot tall. It's literally like a 5.5 foot tall silicone dong that has wings on it and looks like a dragon. Mm.
I'm just, yeah, makes sense. Like, with wings and everything, like...
Yeah, it has wings clear down by, like, the lower part of the shaft and the testicle.
Oh, yeah, of course. So, I haven't talked to you for, like, 2 months or something.
Being all fancy and traveling the world over there, Justin.
The world. What do you mean?
I don't know. What, have you been to Florida or something?
No, I went. I had my appendix out.
That's trash party death, Kaz.
Yeah.
We're all dying somehow.
We're all falling, fading fast. Got to get someone else in here to pick this shit up. Yeah, it's no joke. It's fucked up. But they gave me morphine, so...
I got the, just stay at home. You'll be okay. Okay. Take these random vitamins and then see your doctor in 4 months after your last symptom.
Does this say Cialis?
Just lay at home with a fucking boner for fucking 10 days.
Massive erection.
White comes out of his room. Fuck, what the hell's that?
What?
Just sitting there naked, just full hard.
It's been 5 hours. Someone call my physician.
It's been 5 hours, Wyatt. You're going to have to step up.
I ain't making this thing go away. Blue Chew.
So I haven't been at... This is my... Thursday was my first day back to work since the 26th of April.
Oh, my God. Nice little break.
But yeah, yeah,
at what cost?
I got back to work and I'm like, ah, oh, this is terrible. My body.
Is this what I do every day?
That's what it was. It's like, ah. Oh. Like, literally, I was off for like 3.5 weeks with the vacation and the COVID. So I'm like, oh, this is fucking terrible.
And then you're like looking, you're like scouring through like the employment ads, like to get a different job. Like, I gotta fucking... That strip club dancing. I had a list of fucking ideas. Where'd it go? Did you hack me again?
This is the first time my computer's been on in like a month. Because like, I stayed in my room for like 18 days.
Oh my God.
And just watched TV. Because like, anything that you touch, the COVID lives on for however long.
Oh, yeah.
So I, like, didn't touch anything other than, like, my bed, phone, and, like, remote for, like, fucking 10 days. Ugh. I'm like, I can play my Switch, and I'm like, but then I'm going to have to disinfect it and clean it. That's a lot of work. I'm just going to lay here.
Simulate death. Just see what that's like.
I watched so many shitty movies, it wasn't even funny.
You ever seen Hot... Did you know they made a Hot Rod 5? Well, I watched it.
I watched Fanboys this morning, because I was bored.
Is that the one... Is fucking McLovin in that one? Or am I...
Yeah, and Kevin Smith and Jay.
At this point, like, that movie is like fucking 15 years old, right?
I think it says like 2009. Oh, it was free on YouTube, so I'm like, eh, all right.
Speaking of 2009, okay, so, because you like AFI, right? I mean,
yeah.
Well, okay, so they put out that, I think it was like 2006, they put out that, like, Miss Murder, you know, like that album.
Yeah.
It's called December Underground. Okay. I kind of consider that to be like later career, like newer AFI, because it was after like those bigger albums like Sing the Sorrow, The Art of Drowning, Black Sails in the Sunset, like those records. Okay, so I was like, okay, I like December Underground, and then there's one after that called Crash Love, I think. So I decided to pop that in and I listened to it, and I'm not really into it, but I was like, man, this when did this come out? Like 2015, 2016? It feels new. And I checked, and yeah, it's 2009 that it came out. So it's like, to me, that feels like new music. That's not...
So you're caught up to 2010 on your music listening. But
I'm getting old. It's just like time doesn't move the same way it used to move. Like,
well, I was the same way. What was I doing? I was...
Masturbating took 3 hours. Yes, we know, Chris.
That's a lot of work, especially when you get coughing halfway through. It's like, oh, fuck.
I just almost choked on water. Yeah, you get heaving, your stomach starts going.
You get all fucking worked up, and that's the first time you've done any exercise in 10 days, so you start hacking.
You're not as much masturbating as you are convulsing with your hand on your dick.
Oh, just have a stroke with my hand on my cock, get it off.
Just have a seizure with your hand there, and then, like, that it does the work. Anyway. okay, what? Okay, I found my list. Oh, fuck.
Or check it twice, Santa.
So what's Wyatt doing? Where's he? Where's his dopey ass?
Last time I checked, he was sleeping in a hotel room.
Is he
somewhere in St. Louis?
Oh, okay, so he's visiting those friends.
Yeah, I guess someone had a pool party birthday party at a hotel.
Was he? Is he 9?
28, I think. I thought the same thing, but I kept my comments to myself.
Meet us at the Fairfield Inn. My mom's bringing cookies.
Well, that's what it was. Like, he showed me the invite. It was, like, some big hotel in, like, St. Charles, Minnesota, or
Minnesota.
Missouri.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was, like, some huge hotel that they bought was a two-bedroom room attached with another two-bedroom room.
Hmm.
And there was, like, the pictures I seen that, like, he was sending, there was, like, 40 people in those two rooms.
God, isn't, are they
just sitting there eating, like, edibles and getting high.
Oh, I see. I was like,
and then they all went swimming. I'm like, what's this? This was, like, 2003 for me. What the fuck?
What in the actual fuck?
That's why I'm like, shit, my birthday parties, my parents buy me dinner. Here's dinner. All right. Good enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, anymore, like, my mom just texts me, and I'm like, okay, thanks. And then...
That's what my mom just usually texts. Hey, where do you want to eat dinner? I don't care.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, look, ooh, $40 dinner. Oh, whatever. Or 50, however much it is for two people. I haven't ate out in like 3 weeks to a month. Air conditioner's blowing on my balls. All right. Gonna move away from the window. All right. It's fucking cold.
Since I have... Oh, it's a crazy setup I got going. I have two laptops running.
Jesus, what?
Well, I'm looking to get, like, just crisper, like a crisper recording. So it's like, if the least amount I can fuck with, like, actual cords and I can use USB cords, like, the better it's going to be. But I have my, I won't even go into it. It's fine. Anyway, do you think Scott Hall ever swallowed any, toothpicks?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's Scott Steiner because I just watched that Dark Side of the Ring.
Oh, was his this week? Or did he?
His was the one yesterday with the, I think it was called Tragedy in North Korea.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you heard about it. Because I didn't until I watched it. I guess WCW, this was like, because they started in what, like 87?
Yeah, I think because it switched from
late 80s.
NWA to WCW. And then, yeah, I think it was like 88, 89. They started calling it WCW. Yeah.
So it had been like Hogan's first run in WCW, not the Wolfpack Hulk Hogan.
Okay, yeah.
The actual Hulk Hogan.
Like the red and the yellow. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like that time period. And I guess that's right. It was right when they partnered up with New Japan.
Okay.
So like Juice and Thunder Liger and shit was on WCW and all that. And it was like that time period. And like them, it was like 10 wrestlers for WCW and 10 wrestlers from New Japan. They all met in Tokyo and went for a peace ceremony wrestling event in North Korea.
Oh my god.
And I guess, like, everyone was just like, it was fucking hell. He was like, we were there for like 2.5 days and it felt like 12 weeks.
Oh my god.
You should watch it. It's on YouTube.
Okay, it's on YouTube. That wasn't part of the Vice.
Dark Side of the Ring.
It is, yeah, still? Okay.
There. Yeah.
Because there was.
You just type in Viceland or whatever, and then you click Dark Side of the Ring, and it pulls up all of them. Because there was that one was this week, and then last week was the Brian Pillman.
Yeah, and I watched that one. Yeah, I just hadn't caught this week.
I didn't realize that much about him until I watched it. I'm like, huh, all right.
I know, like
I know his kid wrestles now, but that's about all I knew.
Yeah, his son, like, he kind of brought up the whole Dark Side of the Ring thing when. He cut a promo on Dynamite, and he's like, I stayed away from the business because of my father, kind of a thing. So he's kind of like working in his dad's tragedy into his character a little bit, which is kind of nice, because up until now, he doesn't really have a character. It's just kind of like him and Griff Garrison or whatever. Yeah, like, I like they're good, though, and it's like they're doing like a, you know, it's kind of like the Hollywood Blondes thing.
So you want to just like wear Leatherman jackets to our first meet and greet, is what you're saying? Uh-huh. Our KKK Leatherman jacket start for meet and greet.
I lettered in three things.
I was one of those special high schoolers that had three K's on their Leatherman jacket.
Did you have three K's? I didn't think so, Wyatt. Yeah, they stopped having those Letterman jackets after your class. You can't just...
Yeah, last thing I seen it was like, the fuck is this opening up? I don't care about the Orioles versus the Nationals baseball game. Get the fuck out of here.
You watching it?
Fuck no. Yeah, because the only thing I got was 9 hours ago with Wyatt sleeping with two couch cushions on top of him on a dirty hotel floor.
Oh, man.
That looks like a bottle of Pepsi Blue and some origini / egg rolls in a Five Guys cup next to him.
And is that Pepsid AC in his head? He's got some Prilosec because he's old. You know you're hardcore when you party with Prilosec. Anyway, yeah, you think Scott Hall ever, like, sucked... Would you just cock a gun?
That beer.
Anyway.
I've been too lazy to go get water.
There's water in beer.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, you think Scott Hall ever sucked in a toothpick? That's what I was kind of getting.
With a toothpick?
Like...
Oh, that would fucking suck ass.
Listen up, brother.
Just punctures his lung on the way down.
Man, he's really selling this drunk character.
That's how his voice is like that now. He swallowed a toothpick.
He actually, like, he looks and sounds better than, like, he, like, ever has. You know, it's like... He must have
over is the real thing, you know.
Yeah, he must have really just been really fucked up. Like, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we went to that horror thing yesterday, Jen and I.
Yeah, see Froggy, she was there.
No, didn't see her.
Yeah, that's what she said Wednesday at work, that she was going to get off work early because some dude from House of a Thousand Corpses was there or something.
Yeah, I think they had a couple of them. I know they at least had one. I thought they had, like, a couple of those Rob Zombie movie dudes.
But not Rob Zombie. No.
What was that?
That's my chair. I was clicking it up.
Jay Owen.
As I'm just adding to my Amazon cart.
Damn, so you just sit home and not work and order off Amazon?
Yeah, real housewife around here.
Make daddy go to work. But it was fun. I mean, I found some VHS tapes and stuff. That was my goal. I just wanted to find tapes. And I got a few. I got I'm blanking. I got The Craft. Like the witch movie from the 90s. I found the Stephen King It, like the Tim Curry one. And then House on Haunted Hill, the remake. And then we watched last night, Jacob and Tag came over. We watched that, I think I made a post about, what the fuck? Oh, Urban Legend. Have you ever seen that movie? Do you remember it?
Mm-mm.
It was like one of those like late 90s Scream ripoff, kind of, not Scream ripoff, but like everything was influenced by Scream after it came out, so it just felt like a clone kind of a thing. But it's got like Joshua Jackson and like someone's reenacting famous urban legends and then killing people that way. But yeah, tapes, bro. I got some tapes. I saw Jeremiah Lambert.
He's such a good dude.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you talked to him, but he's a really good dude.
Oh, yeah. He remembered us. Well, he remembers Jen, obviously, but he's like, oh, you guys.
Oh, Tits McGee and the son that she has.
Is this your brother? It's nice that you can take out your brother. Get him some sunlight, because he looks like he needs it. Yeah, we chatted with him for like 20 minutes, something like that. Yeah. And we got him free, because she's worked it. Yeah. She's done the other ones as a guest, you know, and then Jeff O'Neill, the guy that runs it, was like, hey, I'll get you and your husband in. We walked by the talent, but I just, you always feel like if you're not going to get an autograph, it's like, I don't really want to like make
like
them.
You're just bruising at a fucking zoo.
Like teasing them.
Like half walk up to them and just stare at them.
They come
like
to
an animal.
They come to the edge of their table and they look hungry. Like, oh.
Also, it's got.
kept going. Yeah, but I think I'm confused because I'm not sure who was there yesterday and then who's going to be here in the, because they're doing another one in the fall, and like I know they're going to have some people from like at least one or two of the Halloween movies in the fall, and then I think one of the Jasons, I thought the dude, because we watched one of the Jasons from Jason Lives, I think it's part 6, which I think you own, right? Don't you have all those movies?
Somewhere.
Yeah. So we watched it like the night before, but turns out I think I was thinking of the wrong con. I think he'll be here in the fall. But anyway, yeah, it was fun. Had a little date day with Jen.
My $80 Amazon order was purchased. All right.
What'd you get?
Face mask, a soap dish for the bathroom, a G Fuel shaker, and some more G Fuel.
A bidet.
Fucking wish.
A home colonoscopy kit. It's just like a bunch of butt stuff. 5 enemas. No, make it 10.
I might as well round that up to an even 10.
You ever eaten dog food?
No.
You ever eaten
dog treats?
You've eaten dog treats?
It was like junior high. When we first got Toby, I'm like, this looks like a cookie. Took a bite of half of it. This is not a cookie. This is a bad decision.
Did you?
It tastes like wheat and grass.
Yeah, there's like an emptiness to it. Because I've eaten dog food once.
Before or after the fire shot BB, or whatever it's called.
What?
The game. Crossfire, sorry, not Fireshot. Oh,
Fireshot. That's like the dollar store Crossfire. Mom, I want...
The day cast.
Oh. I was like 10 years old or something like that, and I was like, I just wanted to try it. So I like... Yeah, I tried the dog food. Yeah, it tastes like... It's like... It tastes like nothing, but then it has like the slight, yeah, like grains.
Grass. Yeah. Like horse meal or something.
Yeah, it's like meal. Yeah, it's horrible. I was wondering if you ate cat food, dog food, a handful of bird seed.
I'm not that poor yet.
You have to start eating Purina.
I had to go 2 days without pay, so it was fucking terrible.
Ugh. What's new in like the, have you guys been streaming at all or anything?
No, I literally haven't. I think today is the most active I've been since I got COVID. And that was like 18 days ago.
Active.
Like I haven't literally like left since I got COVID on the fourth of May. And today's the first time I've actually like did anything that didn't involve like sitting, eating, or watching something.
Aside from all the housework shit, you mean?
Well, that was before COVID.
Oh, before.
That was back in April when I was on vacation.
Oh.
So it's like, I just forced myself to do nothing for like 3 weeks and not see anyone other than clearly Wyatt, because he lives here. I'm just like, nope, I haven't even been to Walmart or GameStop or nothing.
So have you played Pokemon Snap?
I played it because I was on vacation when it came out.
Yeah, I can't remember when it came out. Because it's just a blur. Like, it's just been a blur.
Back a month. It was April 30th.
Yeah, that's right.
But I got, like, 10 days of playing it.
Yeah, I haven't played it much, but it feels like the same as, you know, the old game. I kind of like it. It's nice. It's just kind of relaxing. When I had to go into the hospital and stuff, right before surgery... Like, a woman had to shave my stomach.
And you were hard, weren't you?
I was like, please just don't look at the erection. She's like, I can't even see it.
It hasn't even came through the foreskin yet.
hasn't even peeked through the hood. Oh, so much. What's that stuff called? That word you guys like?
Smegma?
Oh, yeah, yeah, smegma.
Stop his thing.
What was that?
Hey, it's Justin. Hate to break the episode up like this to come in and interrupt, but I'm going to put a pin in me and Chris's conversation right there, and we'll get back to it next time. Well, we have a bit more that we talk about. Actually, I think on the next one you'll probably like it, because we talk about the a dead mall, so that's kind of fun. But for now, I'm going to give you 10 minutes of a conversation that Jen and I had. It was from our last recording session together, and this might actually be all of that I'll use, because we had a few adult beverages, and as time was rolling on, it was becoming a little less coherent, and it didn't make for the best content. So I'm not a big fan of doing that. I'm not a big fan of, like, hey, let's get trashed and record. It just doesn't really work out. It just gets sloppy. And every time I tend to do that, I listen back and I'm just like, man, we could have just done this normally. And I wouldn't be stammering and, like, slurring and just kind of, like fumbling and, like, getting quiet and, like, what do you think about that? Like, I just don't like it. So, but here's 10 minutes that aren't horrible, and Jen and I talk about Saga and Paper Girls and some comics and a little bit of Boy Meets World and Comic-Con and stuff like that. Some fun stuff. And it's a worthy 10 minutes. So just enjoy this, and I'll catch you next time. All right. See ya.
There's no summer is okay to watch
Halloween.
Anything.
Yeah. Well, Home Improvement's... like, we watch. Do we love it as much as other things? Yeah. Is that top of your sitcom list?
It might be top. Like, yeah.
Boy Meets World's good too.
It's pretty good. We watched all of that last spring.
All of it?
Yep. When I was off work, when the salons were shut down. Oh, good work.
We but watched the whole series last year.
We did. Like, we might
from
have
start. No, I think we had a point where we had watched
started in season two or three.
Because we knew we had watched a certain point. Yes. Yeah.
And then we got to the end. Like, college years and...
yeah.
It's okay.
I like early Boy Meets World, but
I do not like early.
I know.
I don't like little kids.
I kind of like...
that's just a rule.
I don't like little kids. I like young Sean and Corey, though, because they're, like, going through, like, stuff that you can relate to when they're...
it must be a boy thing.
Maybe.
Because then once, like, Topanga is more... involved.
You like that?
I like that. But she's only more involved and not just like a freak nerd smart girl when she gets
hot,
curvy, and hot. And it's like, but that's fine because I like her.
You met her.
I did. Oh my God.
I was thinking about that the other day, and like how Jen met Daniel.
A lot of people.
Daniel Fischel? Is that her name? That at Comic Con.
Wizard World
a few years ago.
Yes.
You got a picture with her, and she complimented your hair.
She liked my hair. Everyone loves my hair, though.
And then her husband did the cinnamon shrimp. That's her husband.
Oh, yeah, her husband is the cinnamon toast shrimp guy. That got forgotten about already.
I know what happened.
I don't know.
Did we invade a country? Like, usually these things get thrown by the wayside. Putin brings up Nazis. What happened? Mm-hmm. That was like a couple days ago. Do you watch the news?
I follow like
Animal Crossing
three Animal Crossing Instagrams. And
that's it? But yeah, Daniel Fischel. That's when I found Lion Cat from Saga.
Yes.
From the comic book Saga.
That's when you found it. I was getting my picture with her.
Yeah. I went to... I
came back and you're like, here it is?
I did a rare thing where I go off on my own at a Comic-Con, and I
didn't
managed to not get lost, and I found my way back, and I had acquired a pop figure, a Lion Cat from Saga. Mm-hmm. It's like this cat that just, like, knows when people are lying and says it out loud. It belongs to... what is his name? Oh, no. It's been a long time since I read Saga. The something. Shit. Oh. He's a bald guy.
Did he die?
Stop it. No, you can't say that.
Oops.
What is his name? The something. He's like...
oh, what is it?
The cape or the hood or the shield. Oh, shit. They're in the other room. I don't know.
They're not out here?
No.
Really?
Because in his, like... No, they're in the other... They're just in the other room. It's fine. Yeah. Shoot. I'll just look up Saga characters. He belongs... The lion cat belongs... Husky? The bald guy? Yeah. He's not in shape. He's in the... I think he's like a hitman.
He's the one who hooks up with the...
like, yes.
The spider lady.
Yeah, because she is also the something.
Yeah. And then she also might get it. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, I like her a lot.
But then doesn't she
She's not good.
Doesn't she start appearing in his, like...
Yes. Visions? Horny dreams.
Yeah.
Everyone should read Saga.
Read Saga.
Saga's good.
Or else.
Saga's on hiatus right now.
It is. I bet it'll come back soon, like, and surprisingly.
It's gonna blow everyone's dicks off, mm-hmm. and it's gonna be like, oh my god.
Okay. Oh, no. It's horrible.
His name is... The Will.
The Will.
The Will. He's great.
Yes.
He's like, he might be my favorite character. He's a freelance bounty hunter hired by the Wreath High Command through the Brio Talent Agency to kill Marco and Alana. So he's hunting Marco and Alana.
Yeah.
And Marco and Alana are these two. These two. One has horns, one has wings. The horns and the wings aren't supposed to get married or coexist at all.
They're from two separate.
One's from a moon.
A moon.
They call the horned ones moonies.
Planet. Yes.
It's
like a Civil War-ish.
Basically, like, they've always hated each other. It's like the Capulets and the Montagues. Yeah. It's a Romeo and Juliet kind of story.
Which, is that also on our... No, you've seen it. Never mind. Is that on her?
Oh, like the Leonardo list? DiCaprio?
Yeah.
I think I watched it freshman year high school, so it's been a good 20 years.
But anyways, back to... Yeah, Saga.
But anyway, Saga. Ignore what characters we said died. Ignore all that. But...
No one dies.
No one dies.
Mm-mm.
But... So, Marco and Alana are these two, like, lovers, and they have a kid, which is, like, forbidden.
Oh, what's her name?
Hazel.
Oh.
And she's, like, she's the one... Oh, I can't
see. She has horns and wings.
She might be narrating the story.
As an adult? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, that and you find that out early on, that Hazel is the one narrating, but her parents are, like, these two forbidden lovers, and then, like, the state is, like, we have to fucking kill them. I can't remember if they do anything else bad, but... They're, like, wanted criminals.
I don't think so.
But the Will, he's, like, this bounty hunter who's, like, sent to kill them. But he's, like, his own sympathetic character, and you like him. So it's, like, mm-hmm. he's not just, like, he only knows death, you know? He's, like, you feel bad for him, and he has his own issues. But then he has this cat, the lying cat, and mm-hmm. it's, like, his familiar kind of a thing. And, like, when anybody's lying, it goes, lying. And, like, it's like, motherfucker, your cat. Saga. It's, like, the perfect comic. It's mm-hmm. written by Brian K. Vaughan. He's really good.
Yes. Nothing better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else is...
Read it.
What else do I... Oh, he did Paper Girls.
Really?
Yeah. I think, he did Paper Girls.
And Paper Girls is... It's not here because our friend Jacob.
I lent Jacob all my Paper Girls. Yeah, Brian K. Vaughan.
I wonder if he's read any.
I don't know. Well, it calls itself an opera fantasy.
Yes.
I would say that's space opera
mm-hmm.
/ fantasy comic book.
And isn't it a thing where, like, is it his illustrator or him who's like, I want this to look so amazing that it's impossible to make a show or movie out of...
I think they've said that they don't want it to be a show.
It should not. But it probably will eventually. Hopefully
they've said that they say no, but... Because I think that was, like, one of the stipulations. They're like, we're not going to make this a show, so make it as crazy as you can so that it can't be a show. But Paper Girls is going to be a show.
It is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it got greenlit last summer.
Yeah, I don't think you told me that.
Sorry. I told somebody that.
But, like, your wives. Like...
You guys, I'm, like, emaciated and my stomach hurts. And I'm like, they're making Paper Girls into a show. No, I found that out, like, mm-hmm. I think I found that out, like, I didn't tell you that?
I don't remember that. But I've only read one of the
books.
Trades, so I'm not, like... as hardcore as you are, because you just finished the series.
Yeah, and I cried.
And then you bought a t-shirt, which is what they wanted.
But I didn't buy it officially from them.
Oh.
They do sell their own, like, shirts, like, official
mm-hmm.
Paper Girl shirts.
Oh, but not like that one.
I didn't get it.
That was a cool, it's a cool shirt.
But there is one that I want that says, like, it has all the four girls, like, on their bikes, like,
oh,
like, cute, lined up, like, side by side, like, has them all. And I think it says, like, Paper Girls, like, Tour 1988.
Mm.
I want the Tour t-shirt.
Oh, see, it's been so long since I read it. I forgot it was...
Yeah, it's in the 80s.
In the 80s.
It's 80s kids on bikes.
Oh.
But it was before Stranger Things.
I was just gonna say, like, what came first?
I think it was, like, the year... Oh, sorry. It was, like, a year before. If not the same year, but that book had to be written before that show was made.
So. Yeah.
If anything, they happened at the same time, and then then like the It movies came out. So then,
oh,
I have nothing against 80s kids on bikes. I think it's great. No, I think we need more of that.
It's marketable and fun. Yeah, it's always good. They're filming season 4, I think.
Wasn't there a Stranger trailer? Things?
I don't know.
There was a trailer recently. I think Mike and Jay did that thing.
Oh,
Mike and Jay are two people.
Oh yeah, who are they? They're some of your favorite peeps.
Mike and Jay do a YouTube channel called We Watched a Movie. So if you're listening to this and you like me, We Watched a Movie is a YouTube channel that you should check out. So it's some cross promotion. But there's these two guys from Kentucky.
And cute little faces.
And they're fun. They're very nice. They're nice boys. But they do like horror stuff. So if you like horror and you trust my judgment... go over to We Watched a Movie. I think I've shared some stuff on Facebook. I think maybe the people that would listen to this know what I'm talking about. But
I bet so.
We Watched a Movie.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. Yes. But they've done like commentary. I've listened to the commentaries for all the Halloween movies.
Every day I feel like that you've been off. Yeah, I come home from work and you're like,
I got onto a kick of scrapbooking and listening to We Watched a Movie Halloween commentaries. because that's what kind of a person I am. Well, the reason why I have so much to scrapbook is because when I was in high school, I would keep a Ziploc, like a Ziploc sandwich bag in my book bag, so that whenever I would write something down or draw something or somebody would give me something that had any significance, I would like tear it out, like fold it up, and I'd put it in this bag. And I've over the course of like high school, I acquired like over 12 bags of like just stuff, little notes. So now I've decided to start scrapbooking them. I started like 2 years ago, right? Then I went on a hiatus.
No.
4 years ago?
It was longer.
Right when we got here?
We were still at the apartment.
No way.
Yes, because I remember you'd sit kind of on the floor, maybe on a cushion, and do it on the coffee table. And I was just, like, chilling. And I'd usually put on some music, and I'd put on, like, my Deadmau5 playlist. And we'd just chill, and you'd scrapbook. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Shit. Oh, okay. Well, so it was like, over 4 years ago that I started doing that. And I've only produced, like, 5 pages of stuff that I've just, like, collaged. But I kicked out a few the other day.
You did. You were like,
it was great. It was the perfect mashup of things, and it was like evening out, and it was like kind of cool, and like. But yeah. So I did that over my break.